Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this Merry Christmas, December 25th, 2022, the last Christmas of the year. What? That doesn't even make sense. Welcome, everyone. I am Rebecca L. Norrington, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, teacher, but more importantly, student. And let me just say right off the bat, I am so grateful for all of you listening, all of you sharing the show. The show is growing organically. I don't know how, but I'm getting new followers all the time, and I really appreciate you sharing the show. Oh, happiness specialist. Who the hell does she think she is? Who does she think she is? Well, let me just share with you really quickly, especially for my new listeners. When I was younger, you know, when you make a wish and you blow off the candles on your birthday cake, I always wish for the same two things. This was in my early teens, not early teens, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s. It's always this search for, this wanting to, this desire to be happy. And you know what? Let me just pivot just for a quick second. I was talking to someone this week, and He checked me on something, and he said, you know, Rebecca, that word happiness, everybody's got a different definition. Everybody's got a different vibe on it. Some people like it. What he said to me, he says, some people are happy, and he says, you can't go around being happy all the time. And so he really forced me to think again. The word is happiness, because I love that word. If I'm saying I'm a happiness specialist, the word is happiness, but the energy and the vibration is contentment. What he said to me, he says, you know, everybody knows that vibration and energy of contentment, but everybody doesn't agree on this. I'm happy about the happiness. So I get it, and I've always said it. Happiness is a state of mind. It is state in mind. It is a vibration. It's an energy. It's a personal energy. But more importantly, the good news is happiness is a practiced skill. Happiness is a practiced skill. And what do you practice? You practice eliminating all of the programmed behaviors that subtract from that vibration of contentment, that subtract from that vibration of peace, that subtract from your happiness. And that's really what it's all about, is eliminating, first acknowledging that, yeah, you're programmed. I know I was when I'm talking there's so many programs surrounding the holiday season, surrounding Christmas. I mean, really, let's think about it. Everybody is supposed to do the same thing on the same day. The same thing. Go visit family. Have dinner together. Go Christmas shopping. It is a program, and I'm not, no judgment on it, but I'm saying that it is a program. And so the practice is just to recognize Are you really inspired or are you programmed? And the thing about Christmas and the Christmas programming, it comes with a lot of expectations, which is the program, which subtracts from happiness. It comes with obligation, which is a program that subtracts from happiness. It comes with the program of having preferences, which subtracts from happiness. So it is really the programming. But, you know, I always get ahead of myself because I'm so excited to share. I feel like I'm shot out of a cannon. For people listening on Blog Talk Radio, the number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you're on Wisdom, just ask to join the show. Again, the number to call in and speak with me live, questions, comments. I love questions, and I love to be challenged. When I say the truth about happiness, the truth about Christmas, there are people that feel energized, that feel excited, that love this holiday, love this season, love this time. And then also there are people maybe that are just in a neutral zone. And then you have the other people that I was speaking to a person last week too, and she actually was Friday. And she told me, she says, this just is not a good time for me. They're never good times for me. My family members, I had family members that died, and this is just a horrible, horrible time, horrible season. Can't wait until the holiday season is over. And I asked her, the way she described it was, she started talking about what she lost, her losses. She lost either a mother, father, family member, the loss. And so the programming, even the programming after someone dies, is that is a loss. Now, I'm not poo-pooing. You know my heart. I'm not poo-pooing anybody or anybody's emotions. But what I'm saying is that programming, when somebody dies, is that it is a loss. At least scratch that. That's one of the programs, that it is a loss. And what I shared with her, and this is slippery slope because she didn't ask me a question, so I'm butting into her business. But I was inspired to share that. Is it possible to focus on what you had and what you experienced and what you gained from that person being in your life as opposed to a loss? And why is the programming I've lost? And that's not in every country, and that's not in all parts of the world, because there are some countries, there are some cultures that really celebrate, I'm not going to say celebrate death, but they celebrate the person's life. And so, but the ego, let me just go back to the ego, and oh boy, that ego had me this morning. Oh, I cannot wait to tell you what the ego, it snuck in, and an instant energy shift. When I say happiness is a practice skill, what is that? It's like any other skill. The more you commit to the practice, and it is a daily practice. You do not get vacations. You don't get breaks. You don't get time off. You don't get, maybe when you're sleeping, but every waking moment is an opportunity to practice. So what is the practice? The practice is to gradually eliminate, with patience, with time, with trust, and surrendering to the knowledge and knowing that whatever has happened and whatever is happening is there to serve you. I know I don't want to feel this. I know I don't want to experience this. I know health, financial, all of that. I know all of it. But if you can practice being more open, being consciously, consciously open to, okay, universe, thank you for putting this on my plate, but and I know this is going to serve me in some way. It doesn't taste really good right now, but let me add a little bit more spice to it, or maybe a little bit of sugar on it, or maybe or some salsa. But the practice is to get to a point where in every single moment, especially those moments that the ego says, I don't want this moment. I don't want this moment. I've got my hand out. You know that resistance. Resisting the moment, getting to the point where acceptance of all moments, that's the practice. Acceptance of all moments and trusting that all moments are there to serve you, including those moments where the feelings aren't very comfortable. Scratch that. They aren't comfortable. Growth, expansion, self-awareness, looking in the mirror, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to change? It's not easy. It's not comfortable. But I'll tell you this, because I've been doing it for over 40 years. Did I say 40 years? Yikes, that's a long time. Over 40 years, and the practice works. The practice works. Gradually, with patience. And so the practice is eliminating all those program behaviors, and there's no bigger program than the holiday season programming. I'm just looking at my notes right now. Let me ask you a question, especially if this is for my new listeners. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it for you? How important is it for you to be, to feel that energy of contentment in every moment? And it's impossible. No, it's not. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of mirror sessions, looking in the mirror, but it's not impossible. Why? How do I know that? Because that's how you were born. That's how you were born, content. Unless you were hungry or uncomfortable, physically, gassy. You were born in a state of contentment. It wasn't until the program, it's not until the programming that all the problems, not the problems, that all the challenges happen. So on a scale from 1 to 10, is this even a desire? Is this even a want? And I get a lot of, what is the program success? I want to be successful. What does that even look like? And the programming is you grow up. At least, let me just speak for myself. Programming is I grow up, get an education, find Mr. Right. I found Mr. Right. Now, found Mr. Right. And then after that, when are you going to start having children? Then after that, when are you going to start having grandchildren? Not you having grandchildren, but the programming is so deep. And all I do and all I share is how to expose it. How to expose it and what it looks like and what it feels like. So what is your definition of happiness? I'm going to ask you that. What is your definition of happiness, my dear audience? And who or what is subtracting from your contentment, your peace in this moment? Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people or your circumstances for how you feel? If you answered yes to any of those, know that it's a program. But the good news is it's not your fault. It's not my fault. The programming, the thinking that just because you text somebody, they're supposed to text you back. They're supposed to text you back within a certain period of time, or else it's inconsiderate. Or let's see, what are those words that I used to point at people? You're inconsiderate. You're rude. You're a narcissist. All of those labels all of those labels is just another program. Life is an experience without judgment. Life is an experience without labels. It's not easy to, trust me, it's not easy in my personal life to not label, not judge. It's a practice, though, but there's a difference between judging and witnessing. Let me get to today's topic. Oh, when I say I was a victim of the programming of Christmas, oh, it was just, it was so deep, it was so ingrained. It was in my cells, whew, I loved Christmas, too. It started at a very early age. I was adopted, and so I'm not even going to put a story to it, but I was adopted, and my mother just couldn't wait to have children. It was me and my brother, couldn't wait to celebrate the holidays. I mean, from Christmas to birthdays to Thanksgiving to New Year's to 4th of July, any holiday was a big deal in my house. We got new clothes. It was huge, and I loved it. Oh, and don't tell anybody. Please don't tell anybody. Shh. I did believe in Santa Claus. I believed in Santa Claus. I'll never forget it. It was traumatic, too. I think I was in the, oh, don't laugh at me. Oh, go ahead and laugh. I was one of those kids that grew up in Oz, meaning my mother lived in a fairy tale, a place in her head, and so that's what she passed down, a whole big fairy tale. And so when, I'll never forget it, I was in fourth or fifth grade. Yeah, that's pretty old. And this one of the students said to me, I don't remember, but I remember her saying, "There's no Santa Claus." Oh, my God. And I said, "There's no," You know, I didn't even realize that when, if I get a phone call, I guess I have to do this, put this on, which I did not. I did not put it on silent notification or put it on silent. Anyway, notifications. Okay. Where was I? Oh. No Santa Claus? When I say I was traumatized, that's putting it mildly. That's how programmed, gullible, all of that. I mean, I'm a little girl. Yeah, my mother says it's Santa Claus. I mean, I had proof. I go to sleep. There was nothing under the tree. I wake up, and there's so many presents. And that lasted for such a long time. And of course, guess what? Guess what I did? I programmed my son, too. I programmed him, too. It was about, for me, I saw it as a wonderful, beautiful, exciting time until I got a little older. And all those expectations, all of the preferences, all of the obligations, stayed with me. I carried them with me. Back to the being traumatized. So I went home. I remember I was staying with a person. You know, I was after school babysitting, and I remember asking the babysitter, "Is there a Santa Claus?" And then she said, "Ask your mother." And then went home, asked mom, and finally, I don't even think she even told me. But I do remember having to come to the realization that it wasn't real. And it's the same thing with the programming. It's the same thing. And the holidays for me as a young adult, I'm trying to explain. I mean, I enjoyed the holidays, but there also came a time where I had a lot of expectations of other people during the holidays. if you knew me and you didn't remember my birthday, I took that personally. So the programming is really, I know I keep saying the same word over and over and over again. Let's put a dollar for every time I say it. That is the culprit. Let me share this. This morning, one of the things that I practice is being very aware of what I say, especially to other people. I'm not talking about if I'm on online or doing a podcast or a show. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my personal life. It's paying a lot of attention to, am I in someone else's business? Am I letting these people go, letting these people be, do, and accepting them for who they are or not? And this morning, one of my relatives told me that, okay, let me just share. One of my relatives that is very controlling. Now, when I say very controlling, it's not a judgment. It's a description. People are either, and it's not her fault, but she told me that her husband was retiring. Now, 3 months ago, I had a long conversation with him, and he said he didn't want to retire, but his significant other wanted him to retire. Now what do you do? Here I am thinking, this is all ego. You see how I'm in their business, thinking that, well, if he doesn't want to retire, why is he retiring? It's because she's controlling. I'm just sharing with you what my ego just loves to give me a problem, loves to give me a story, loves to point out what's wrong with this moment. And can I teach, can I share, can I tell this woman that she's controlling and her husband really doesn't want to retire? Heck no. Of course I can't. The dilemma has nothing to do with her, has nothing to do with the husband. It has something to do with me and my behavior. I can feel in an instant when my energy shifted, getting in someone else's business. Because I texted her this morning. We had a great text, Merry Christmas. In fact, that's how I found out. And so I even asked the question, and see, this is how tricky the ego is, because I had an agenda. I had an agenda that said, this is real. I had an agenda that said, tell her, inform her to let her husband retire when he wanted to. But instantly, and here I am texting, and it was in that instant, it's because of the practice, in that instant, what are you doing? Why are you trying to teach, have an agenda about someone else? Why do you think you know what's best for someone else? That's it. That was really it. Because I thought, cause great guy, loved working. And I had to erase and rewrite my text. I'm happy for both of you. Good luck. They plan on traveling. This is the thing. One of the biggest programming is noticing, commenting, judging what someone else is doing. And why? There's a difference between judgment and witnessing. It's not my business. It's not my business what anyone says and or does. Now, I get a lot of pushback on this because people say, "What do you go through life with your head in the sand?" In fact, one of my students last week, she was chastising me because I don't watch the news. "Well, how do you know what's going on? You just live obliviously." My purpose, my purpose and my destiny here in this moment, I believe, is just to share with other people what to practice to be able to have a vibration and energy of contentment at all times. Success for me is being at peace in the present moment. That's my definition of success. Being at peace in the present moment. The ability to be at peace in the present moment. And it's the same thing for happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace in the present moment. That's it. And as much as possible, regardless of what happens. Let's get back to the truth about Christmas. The truth about Christmas is everybody doesn't celebrate it. The other truth about Christmas is that it feels good to different people at different times. But here we go. Let's get even deeper than that. Because there's a lot of stories around the holidays. There's a lot of stories. And there's a lot of stories about the feel. I mean, Christmas doesn't even feel the same to me as it used to. It really, there was a feeling about it. There was a vibe about it. And that feeling and that vibe had nothing to do with the day. Today, 2022, I'm jumping ahead, aren't I? 2022, Christmas 2022, this day is just like any other day. It's the same. It's any other day. I mean, I do see my cards here. Thank you for the cards, and I have a couple of Christmas gifts. Thank you for the Christmas gifts. But the celebrating, this thinking that this mass herd animal thinking that everybody should, I use that word, that's right, you heard me, should do the same thing on the same day. I mean, really think about it. Are we robots? Or not? That's a question that only you can ask yourself in the mirror. And when I say that this day is like every single day, I know it's Christmas. I even washed the dishes last night just in case Santa came. He didn't want to see any dirty dishes. That's right, I said it. But that vibration that this day is any different and any different than any other day, what I'm trying to say is celebrate all days. Celebrate every day. There is no reason to wait to celebrate. And when I say celebrate, that's going to be unique to you. Because what I choose to celebrate with and how you celebrate is going to look different. Going to look totally different. We are as different as our fingerprints. Let me give you my definition of happiness. I don't know if I did. It's the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. The ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. That word peace, that word contentment, that energy of peace and contentment is what is gold. For me, that's it. Money can come, thank you for the money, or no thank you for the money. That's not my motivation at all. There is absolutely nothing, I have zero motivation for anything that is a programmed thought. Zero. You want more likes, you want more views, you want more you want more exposure. Man, I'm not motivated by anything. You want more, you want content? No, I'm not motivated by anything human, man-made. I'm not motivated by it, not anymore. I used to be, but that was a programming, and I'm only speaking for myself, and I'm only sharing. You know what motivates me? How can I navigate through this world with all of these people, all of these people? And you know, some of them are a little grumpy, some of them are a little angry, some of them are a little everything. There's just so much. I'm opening my arms up right now. Then my eyes are closed, and I'm opening up my arms up because there's just so much to contend with out in the world. How do I move through? How do I navigate through this world with all this crap that's going on and still be peaceful and still be the example of the universe, still be the example of contentment and peace? How do I do that? One of the things that is and if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if Wisdom, if you want to ask to join, let me see. Oh, let me look at this. Hold on a second. Comments. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, I followed you. Can you please like this? Oh, hello. Hello. Hello, Grayson. I followed you. Can you please? You know, and see, that's another thing. Oh, I love when people give me assignments. I love it. I'm not going to give anybody an assignment unless they're working with me, unless they're working for me. I'm not giving you an assignment. No, you can do whatever you want. Follow me, don't follow me, like a certain, no, I'm not giving you assignments. And quite frankly, I don't accept assignments either, unless I'm inspired. The interesting thing is, interacting with people. When you study and when you learn and when you practice looking in the mirror for answers and for solutions and really telling yourself the truth. I say you don't have to tell others the truth, but you definitely have to tell yourself the truth. And it comes to a place where what is best for your energy. And people use the word selfish. You can use that word. I am very selfish, when it comes to my peace, very. And I will be, if someone, no, it's not on them. See, and it's not on them. It's on me. I was looking at a special the other day, you know, I'm a football fan. I was looking at a special about the Immaculate Reception. The Immaculate Reception football that this Franco Harris, I can't believe he didn't even get that ball. There's a gentleman, it was 1972, if you're football fans, you know what I'm talking about. It was going to be very quick. 1972, Immaculate Reception, and after the game was over, it was a big, big to-do. And Franco Harris just died 3 or 4 days ago. I know he died this week. And so they had a repeat of the Steelers and the Raiders playing yesterday. But I digress. So this gentleman, I believe his last name is Baker, he was at the game in 1972, the famous game, Immaculate Reception. Anyway, the gentleman was at the game. He got the ball. The actual football is in a safe. What the hell was my point? I did have a point, but what was it? Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second. Let me breathe through it. Football, Immaculate Reception. I love when this happens. I love when it happens live, too. Hold on a second. Let me just hum through it. Let me get some water. Maybe that'll help. passing, immaculate reception, football. I really don't remember. I can't believe that. And I had a really good, it was going to be an example, but it may come back to me, it may not. Football, why was I linking football with Christmas? Woo! Yikes! Let me get back to the programming. One of the things that I want to share, especially if you have, this is your first time listening to me, there is a very famous study, and I've shared it before, there's a very famous study, and it's called The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. Forgive me if you've heard it before. The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. Now, this was done by a hospice nurse. You can Google it. Hospice nurse, and she asked her patients, these people had days to live, weeks to live, months to live, and you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, on this list, there is nothing that says, I wish I would have been more successful. There is nothing on that list that says, I wish I would have had more money. And I'm not poo-pooing money. I'm not poo-pooing anything. What I'm saying is any of this man-made programming and this ego-driven, lower consciousness-driven stories are not part. Well, they try to sneak in. They're not a part of anything that is going to bring me peace. What brings peace? What brings contentment? It is a practice, and it is all internal. There is nothing external. There is nothing external that is going to cause me to feel an energy of contentment and I say, sure, win the lottery, $5 million, that is not going to raise my vibration up or down. $5 million, $500 million. You get I receive $5 million, $500 million. I lose $500 million. Does not have the ability to affect my energy or my vibration at all. At all. Was I always like that? No. It's possibly the last couple of years. Now, I'm gonna say last year, the last year where I have given up on anything material. I'm not running around here saying, well, I don't want a car that runs, but this material, man-made, I am over it. Done with it. It's nice, but it's not satisfying to me. Maybe to you, not to me. It's like junk food. It's like eating French fries. Oh, God, I love McDonald's French fries. No salt, but still. French fries, if, you know, once in a while, I know, but once in a while, but this, what I'm talking about is something deeper than just junk food, something that satisfies your soul, feeds your soul. You can feel it. You can feel it. I like to give the example of you're in a rowboat. You're standing in a rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. We've got storms brewing. We have tornadoes. We have tsunamis. We have wind. We have rain. We have waves. And you are feeling all that. See, look, but you're peaceful. You're at peace in the middle of the storm. You are at peace in the middle of life's storms. That's happiness to me. That's peace to me. That's contentment to me. That's the greatest accomplishment to me. I know it's not to everybody, because you know what I do when I ask students on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness to you? It used to really bother me when people didn't say 10. But I realized I grew that everybody doesn't think, everybody doesn't desire, everybody doesn't prioritize being at peace. That was my journey. That's something I had to accept. And again, if you want to speak with me live, I have a few people in the queue. Just press the number 1. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1. When I say, okay, let me just step back a little bit. When I was having the debate with the gentleman about this happiness, Rebecca, everybody is not going to run around being happy all the time. I get it. And this isn't about being happy all the time. This is about an internal energy. This is about being the example of an earthquake, tsunami, storms. These are life. This is life. I'm talking about life. Life is filled with storms, ups and downs, challenges. From death to health to finances, relationships, we all know it. But is it possible to navigate through life, through all of life's storms, and still be at peace? And the answer is yes. And so when I say gradually eliminate those program behaviors, let me share with you what some of those program behaviors are. Take a minute, get a pen and a piece of paper, if you feel inspired. If not, that's okay too. Some of the program behaviors that subtract from your peace, from your happiness, from your contentment are, you ready? Let me see, how long is this list? I'm up to 44. I remember teaching the class, and one of the ladies said, "Can I get a hold of that list? Can I have that list? Yes, you can have the list. It's coming in my book that's going to be out in 2023. You know, the one I've been writing for the last few years, Program for Unhappiness. But here's some of the things on the list that are program behaviors that subtract from your happiness. And let me get back. It is the Christmas season, and yes, I will follow you, okay? That's what I'll do. I was inspired to say that to the person that asked me to follow. Okay, here we go. I find more all the time. Some of the program behaviors that actually subtract from your peace, subtract from that vibration, that energy of contentment. You ready? Ooh, wait. Needing to be right. That was me. That was me. Boy, did I need to be right. Not only did I need to be right, I knew I was right. And that's what happens when you're challenged and there's only one perspective. I can only see one perspective. Know that that is a program right there, because the practice is to find more than one perspective about any single challenge. Here we go. Needing to be right. Lack of personal growth. I'm just gonna read some of the things on the list. Allowing your ego. Some people call it ego. Some people call it lower consciousness. The critical mind. Whatever you want to call it. The words are not important. You know that. Entity in your head that keeps telling you something's wrong, something needs to be changed, I need more, this isn't enough, I'm not content, what's next, this present moment isn't enough. What happened yesterday? I'm still bringing it into today. Oh, tomorrow. I'm worried about tomorrow. That's not even a Christmas song. Okay. Allowing your ego to dictate your words and your behavior is a good one. Being impatient. Know that being impatient, that impatience, that's another programming. And speaking of being impatient, rushing. How many of you feel peaceful or at peace when you're rushing? That's just another program. Stop rushing. I command you. Stop it. Reacting, this is another one, reacting rather than responding to life. So you're reacting rather than responding. Being closed-minded to new beliefs, behaviors, and ideas. And in fact, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you changed your mind about a belief that you've held on to for years? When is the last time you've changed your mind about a deep-seated belief that you've held on to for years? I'll give you an example of I'll never forget one of mine that I was holding on to forever. It was this thing about forgiveness. Listen, this is my journey. Forgiveness. I wrote a whole chapter about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness. And there is power in forgiveness, power to the individual that can forgive. But the other thing, let's get a little deeper. Everything is in divine order. This is an orderly universe. I use the term universe. Some people say God, source, higher power, spirit. I use the term universe. And this universe is in order. And I'm just going to speak for myself. So in my life, everything that I experienced, there's no need to forgive because there are no mistakes. I know. I don't use that word, mistakes. Everything is in order. Whatever I experienced, I was supposed to. If it's happening, it's supposed to be happening. Okay, I've only read six, and I got a whole list of 44. Having regrets. Oh, this is a good one. Using the word should. I don't use the word should, but that should word, energetically, for me, is heavy. There's nothing I should do, only what I'm inspired to do. If I'm not inspired, you can better believe I ain't doing it. Then if you want to call in and speak with me live or you have a question, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And on Wisdom, just ask to join. Here we go. Thinking that there is something wrong with life being unfair and unjust. Did I say that out loud? Uh-oh. Life isn't fair. Life isn't just. Paying attention to numbers. Woo-wee. Paying attention to numbers. How many likes? How much money do I have in the bank? See, the number, I get it, but just know that all of that paying attention to anything external, especially numbers, that's a big one. That likes, and I used to have it. I used to say, I only got 3 likes. I only got 10 likes. Look at all these other people. Oh, that's another one. Comparing yourself to anyone else. Comparing your journey to anyone else's journey. Do you compare the stars in the sky? In nature, is there any comparison? No. So that program of comparing. Lack of acceptance. Lack of acceptance of what, Rebecca? Lack of acceptance of the present moment, lack of acceptance of others, lack of acceptance of self, because that's where it starts. Lack of acceptance of anything external begins with lack of acceptance of self. Ooh, that hurts. I know that hurt me. That used to hurt me. Oh, this is a good one. Assuming that you're wasting time. This whole time is an illusion. I know if I've got a plane to catch, I got to be there on time. I get it. But this I'm wasting time is another program. It's another program. I get it, though. I promise you I get it. Having hate, disdain, dislike for another person, including yourself. That goes out there to all these people looking at everyone, you know, people in the media. I don't like them. I hate them. Oh, they're this or they're, you fill in the this and you fill in the that. Don't tell anybody. Put your seatbelt on for this. But anything that, any person, any label that you give someone else, any label that you give someone else, know that you're describing yourself. Ouch! Ooh, baseball bat, back to the head. Any time you put a label on anyone else, especially if it's not complimentary, know that you're describing yourself. I had a woman in class a couple of weeks ago. No, I'm not going to say that because you may listen to the show. Well, let me just get another example. Well, you know, these buzzwords now. Oh, they're, you know, from bullying to narcissist, all these words. And what, toxic, all of that. Whatever you describe someone else, you're really talking about yourself. Sorry. That's, okay, how about this? That's what I believe. You don't have to believe the same. And again, I'm not up here thinking I have answers to everything, but I definitely have answers to how I experience more peace. And one of the things that I've shared it 100 times, but I'm going to just share it really briefly. There was a gentleman, you can Google him, Walter O'Brien. He's supposedly worth $50 million. He's the inspiration for the CBS show Scorpion. And I was at a networking event, and I met him, and I introduced myself. Hi, Mr. O'Brien. My name is Rebecca Norrington. I'm happiness specialist. And before I could get any of that out, before I could get anything out, he said, what you do, oh, I forgot to say, he has 197 IQ. 197 IQ, worth $50 million, the inspiration for the CBS show Scorpion, which I've never seen, but anyway, I'm having a conversation with him. Oh, and by the way, I'm jumping ahead. And so I introduced myself. Hi, Mr. O'Brien, Rebecca Norrington, happiness specialist. Before I could get anything else out, he said, I would never hire you to work in any of my companies, ever. Ever! He didn't scream at me. And then he said, because what you do, Rebecca, is toxic. Oh, I love that word. And he said, toxic. He said, what I do is toxic. And I just introduced myself to a happiness, but as a happiness specialist. And so then what did I say? What did I do? I didn't say anything. I couldn't stop laughing. I started laughing. I'm toxic? I said, please. And I was dead serious. Tell me more. Tell me more, Mr. O'Brien. What else am I? And forgive me again if you've heard me say this before. Because I shared this story in one of my classes a few weeks ago, to new people. And I had a lot of mixed reviews. One of the first program responses is, to get angry at him, to say he's an asshole, to, you know, oh, how could somebody insult you like that? And so that's the program. But I was really amused by it, and it was one of my biggest, greatest shining moments in my own head. Now, after I said, well, what else do you have for me? He says, You wasted 35 years of your life studying and pursuing happiness. Huh? You've wasted 35 years of your life studying and pursuing happiness. This is another one. I've contributed zero to the planet. That was pretty strong. Searching for happiness and inner peace is delusional. What I've accomplished can't be measured. Therefore, I've accomplished nothing. That was my favorite, one of my favorites. I'm selfish, I'm toxic, and if the people I talk, the people I counsel don't employ at least 1,000 individuals, I'm wasting my time and I'm accomplishing nothing. Now, why is it that I was able to take a selfie with this man after he said all of this to me? It was very easy. I mean, from the laughing, and I'm sitting, I'm taking notes. I took notes. I wrote this article as I left his company that night. I wrote all this down. It was, and why? Why was I able to laugh after being called selfish, delusional? I've contributed nothing to the planet. What I've accomplished can't be measured. I'm selfish. How could I laugh? I can laugh because of what I practice. And the practice that night was, words innately do not have power. I know I realize that the majority of the people have been programmed to believe that the opposite is true, that words are powerful, and I get it. Energy is powerful. Energy is powerful. But words, man-made words, can make me feel a certain way. They used to. Definitely used to. Not anymore. There is not one word, there is not one name, there is not one insult, I don't even call them insults. There is not one description that you can give of me, that you can give about me that I'm going to be bothered by. I could care less what you think of me. Your opinion of me has nothing to do with me. Plus, this is the other thing, this is the other practice. I know this is a tough one. It's never personal. I don't care what someone says to you. I don't care if they're calling your name, if they're screaming in your face. It's not personal. I've already said that whatever label someone gives you, especially if it's negative, know that they're describing themselves. And so there are 360 degrees in a circle. This means that there's at least 360 different perspectives you could have in any moment. In any moment. But unfortunately, my friend, my new friend with 197 IQ, can only come up with one perspective about me and what I do and what I did, or not what I did, but what I do. And the last thing, which made it really easy, is what does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? You know, the man that has a hump in his back, what does he want? No, he doesn't want to not have the hump. No, he doesn't want to find a woman with the hump. No, he wants you to have a hump too. That's another practice. When you observe people being angry or whatever the emotion they are displaying, and especially if it's of low vibrational, especially if the energy is low in vibration, that saying, misery loves company, is true. After I was described by Mr. O'Brien, guess what I did? I asked him for a selfie. And on that day, we took a selfie together. I smiled. He was smiling. Yeah! With a toxic, selfish, delusional happiness specialist. One of my favorite stories of all time. Let me get back to the list of programmed behaviors that subtract from your happiness. And I'm just going to go through these quickly. Blaming anyone or your circumstances for the way you feel. I know the ego likes to say, this word, keep it in your head. Because. That word, because. Pay attention to that word. We're humans, and we feel a lot of different emotions, a lot of different. The tides come in, the tide goes out, the tide comes in, the tide goes out. We feel emotions. They come and go. They come and go. But be very mindful of that story that you attach to why you're feeling a certain way. How about you're just feeling? You're just feeling. And again, this Christmas, this holiday Christmas program comes with a lot of expectations, which subtract from happiness. In fact, let me just go down the list. Blaming anybody for how you feel, comparing yourself to someone else. I already talked about giving power to words. Noticing what someone else is doing. And that's what I was doing this morning with one of my family members, noticing what they were doing. I was in their business, and my energy, I could even feel it. Why are you controlling your husband? Leave him alone. Let him be free. No. Rebecca, stay out of their business unless someone asks me a question. In my personal life, do you, boo? Talking negatively about what someone else is doing, aka gossip. Here we go. This is an interesting program, and we were all programmed to believe it, and it's still going on. It's very prevalent today. Thinking something is serious, thinking anything is serious, and thinking anything is important. Huh? You can navigate through this life without that energy of, this is serious, this is important. No, because that serious and that energy, it's serious. It subtracts. Thinking money can buy inner peace or happiness. I mean, we all hear it. You've heard it. Why does the world preach dissatisfaction? Why does the world teach that money is the helps with money? Money has some equates with success. Don't make me give you examples of all those people that we see out there with a lot of money and very troubled internally. Michael Jackson, Prince, Anthony Bourdain, Robin Williams, Elvis, when he uses don't get me started. This is a tough one. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important. Follow me on that one. I'm going to say it again. I know I said it three times. This wanting someone else to think what you think is important. I'm going to throw myself in. I used to think that this happiness, that's important, right? I'm on my deathbed. Well, you know what? Now I'm remembering. I just had the five most common regrets of the dying, and I didn't even list them. Oh, my goodness. I just bounce all over the place. I will get to it as soon as I finish this list of what subtracts from your happiness. Woo! Wanting someone else to think what you think is important. Lord have mercy. I left you all hanging. Thank you so much for your patience with me. Oh, I'm just throwing out a hug to all of you. Oh, you're so patient. Wanting someone else, sharing bad news, listening to the news, expectations, attachments, living in the past, living in the future, having preferences, trying to control anyone or anything outside of self, taking anything personally. Oh, here's a good one. Worrying. How many of you out there worry? And again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1 if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment or join the show. If you're on Wisdom, just ask to join. You know the only reason why people get embarrassed? There's only one reason. And number one, being embarrassed is another program. You've seen those babies. You've seen a baby 6 months old, 1 year old, 2 years old. They can walk around any kind of way, stick their fingers in their nose. They're not embarrassed. No, that getting embarrassed is a learned behavior. It is a program. And the only reason why people are embarrassed, the only reason why people get embarrassed is because what? Because they care what other people think. They care what other people think. I used to, I'm over it now, taking anything personally. How about worrying? How many of you out there worry? And you know what I hear a lot? Oh, that's normal. Worrying is normal. That's natural. We're human. We worry. No! It's another program. It's something that you learn to do. It's something, and it shows up in a loved one is traveling. Oh, call me when you get there. And if they don't call, now you're worried, especially with the parents. It doesn't matter, parents or even with your significant others. It doesn't. This call me or else I'll be worried about you. You know what I would tell somebody if they told me call me because I'll be worried about you? I said, oh, well, you better handle your worry. The only reason why people worry is lack of trust. No trust. And what do you mean trust? And I'm not even talking about trusting in God. I'm talking about trusting that whatever is happening, whatever happened, whatever has happened, happened and served you. I can't stop the universe. I can't stop what's going to happen. I can't push against the universe. I've tried. It doesn't work. So that worrying, you will eliminate all worrying. Can you imagine your energy and your vibration if you eliminated worrying, if you never worried again? Can you imagine your energy if that wasn't part of what you did? And you know the interesting thing about these, I'm worrying, I'm fearful, I'm anxious, all of that. How would you feel if you didn't have it? Sometimes what happens, sometimes is this worry and this fear becomes so a part of the individual's identity that if I said, I'm going to take away your fear forever, some, not all, some would not want to let that go. Who would you be without your fear? Assigning a label to an experience. That means this experience is bad, this experience is good, sad. All labels subtract from happiness. All labels require a judgment. The inability or the resistance to let go of a past moment. What it is just resisting the present moment. The practice is acceptance. I shared with you all of the behaviors that subtract from your peace and contentment. Would you like to know a few behaviors that add? Okay, but I'm going to tell you as soon as I finish the 5 most common regrets of the dying. Oh my goodness. Number one, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I didn't work so hard. I don't have that problem, never did. Never had that one. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Well, I'm going to say it may seem like, it may feel like that, yeah, I can do that. But there were a lot of things in my life that I was ashamed of. And that shame, oh my God, that shame is such a low vibration. And for me, I don't know about you, for me, the practice that really took the shame away is sharing it, putting a spotlight on it and sharing it. Again, we are as different as our fingerprints, but putting a spotlight on that shame and sharing it with who? You can share it with a close friend, or I share with the world. And I've shared the things that I felt ashamed about. And you know that shame thing is really tricky too. Sometimes you gotta dig really deep, go into the corners, open the closets, look, shine the brightest light. Oh, look at, there's a little more shame crust over here. There's a little bit more shame particles. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's a low vibrational program. But know that shame is a program because you weren't born with it. And whatever you learned, you can unlearn. That's the good news. Wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I put an asterisk beside that. I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends because, here we go with the because, but this is the truth. Sometimes we just outgrow people. Sometimes people are just in our lives for a season. Sometimes we outgrow them. They outgrow us. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with me. It's just time to do something different. And know that if it's happening, if somebody is in your life, they are supposed to be in your life. And if they're not, they're not supposed to be there. And the last one is, of the five most regrets of the dying is, of course, I wish I would have been happier. Does anybody want to ask me a question or make a comment or share? I know I kind of got off the topic of Christmas, but the thing, what I wanted to say is that these holiday seasons are filled with programmed behaviors. I mean, you are bombarded. And if you're in the queue, 646-564-9619, just press the number 1, and I'll let you in live into the studio. The programming is so heavy during the season. I mean, we're already programmed, but this is extra credit, extra programming. Expectations, obligations, preferences, comparing your holiday to someone else's holiday, or comparing, I know what I used to say, especially big families. I came from a very small family, and I just loved big families. They're happier. Big families. Oh, big, another program. Having a preference, thinking that the stories in my head are the truth. Be mindful, practice self-awareness of any time your ego, your lower consciousness says the word because. Know that who is authoring that because. Who is the author of that thought after the word because? You ever thought about that? Is that the universe? Yeah, just be mindful of it. Now, the behaviors that add to contentment, add to peace, add to your happiness, and again, I'm using the same thing. It's a vibration I'm talking about here, not a word. It's a vibration. Here we go. The non-programmed behaviors that will add to your inner peace and your happiness. A commitment and a priority to want, to choose, to desire peace in all moments. Choose, want, desire peace. I don't desire a relationship. I don't desire having more money. And you know, let's get into this manifesting thing. I'm just going to throw this out because it's Christmas. All of you, I'm not poo-pooing, but all of you manifestors out there, you know, manifest a life of your dreams. Remember I said that the world sells dissatisfaction? Manifest the world is, well, there are a lot of people that have manifested, you know what, have manifested everything beyond their dreams, and they're still miserable. In fact, there was what was the special yesterday? I was watching a special. What was it about? It was about, hold on a second, it was a band. I think it was the 90s. It was about music in the 90s. It was either the 90s or the 2000s, and there was this young man. It was the same special, and Kurt Cobain was on it. But it was the same kind of groups, bands. And this one band, I should have written it down, and this one band, the guy said, you know, we used to play in small arenas, small clubs with 50 people, 100 people, 30 people. And then he said when he got big and he would travel all over the world, you know what, and I hate telling a story without a reference. I got to take more notes when I watch specials and I learn something. I got to take more notes. That's on me. He said that when I got big and huge and global, he said the bigger I got, the more miserable I felt. He was happier with the small clubs, with the small venues, with this, and he says, I was miserable. Anyway, I'm going to take more notes next time. I'm not going to just come out and make a statement without any kind of reference. But no self-criticism. That's just something that I know, keep my paper and my pen close, especially if I'm I write notes a lot. Okay, let me get back to the program behaviors that add to inner peace and happiness. Making a commitment to self, choosing peace in all moments. 10 out of 10 commitment to wanting, to feeling, experiencing contentment. Making contentment a priority. That doesn't mean that all you do is sit in a cave. No, go out into the world. Humbling the ego, self-awareness, detachment, living consciously at all times, being yourself without shame, acceptance of self and others. How about this one? This is a good one. Being okay with uncertainty. That's a tough one. It's the programming is certainty. What's going to happen? Being okay with uncertainty, practicing trust, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus, staying out of everybody else's business, witnessing your ego as opposed to identifying with your ego, celebrating your growth regularly. Hold on a second. I have someone that wants to – actually, I have a few people. Hold on a second. This isn't an area code. This is from a unidentified number, which I love too. Hold on a second. I'm going to bring you on live. I'll turn on the speaker. Okay, you are live. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You're live. What's your first name?
Hey, Rebecca. It's Jay calling from Canada. Welcome
to hi,
Christmas.
Jay.
Sorry, didn't put my call display on there, but yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. What's up?
You know, you're talking about programming a mind. I just wondered, did you ever talk about how much our mind is responsive to, like, negative thoughts in our mind most of the time versus positive thoughts? And
yes,
we use the stimuli that actually is actually reinforcing those negative thoughts.
Well, the thing with negative thoughts, because I'm riddled with them myself, but what I do, because one of the things that I've come to accept, Jay, is that this resisting, trying to stop or trying to stop anything that is happening inside my head. Stop the thoughts. I mean, yes, the negative thoughts, the bad thoughts, the doom and gloom thoughts, the woe is me thoughts, the worrying thoughts, all of those thoughts, all of it, it's constant. I mean, listen, I do what I do, and I still wake up with those thoughts. So what the point, what I've realized is that the mind is an entity of its own, and so the practice is to witness the thoughts. Oh, there's another negative thought. Oh, there's another whatever thought that is unwanted. Whatever thought is that's unwanted. And witness it as opposed to identifying with it. And, in fact, I've said this before. I've mentioned this before. There's a very famous study. I have the photo on my phone. The date, I believe it was 2015. Google it, everyone. Google it. It's called the Slit. S-L-I-T. I thought it was split, but it's Slit. S-L-I-T study. Just Google, after the show is over, the Slit study and how atoms, listen to this one.
Oh, yes.
How
yes.
atoms perform when they know they're being observed. They talk about two different patterns. One is a wave pattern, and one is another pattern. And it talks about how you already know this one?
Yeah, I know this one, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to throw in, instead of the atom being observed, the ego, the thoughts in the head, just observe them. Because what I've noticed since I've been practicing just witnessing my thoughts as opposed to identifying with them, guess what? The ego, Jay, I'm talking about powerless. Powerless. And that, so there's nothing that I really need to do or practice, just witness. And the ego automatically shifts, and it automatically loses its power. At least it's lost with me. So the I need to do something, I need to try something, I need to no, at least for me. This world is easier than we think, easier than we believe. You don't have to teach a fish how to swim, bird how to fly. It's easy. The complication comes from thinking there's something I need to do. I'm finding that all I need to do is sit back in the passenger seat and enjoy the ride, that this life is a journey. Just enjoy it. But the witnessing of my ego, Jay, I'm telling you right now, it is so weak. My ego is weak. It's on life support just by me observing it. I don't know if that answered the question or even added to what you called about. Yes?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So do less, people. You don't need to do more. Do less. Witness. And then this is the other thing. Don't think I'm doing this by myself. You've heard me say this before, Jay, a million times. Just go outside. I don't do traditional meditation. Just go outside, hands facing up, palms up, and just ask the universe, hey, how do I let go of identifying with the ego? How do I trust more? How do I relax? How do I eliminate comparing? How am I able to look in the mirror and accept self at all times? All times. Whatever you do or what you don't do. Mm. Let's give ourselves a break. I'm giving everybody an A+. It's not do more. It's really, do less. It's about being as opposed to doing.
Yeah.
Being, not doing. And that ego of mine, Jay, oh, my goodness, poor ego. It is so, the job that it had. I mean, it's been demoted. It's still there, but
yeah.
It's demoted. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Anything else? What are you doing on your day today?
Not too much. Talking to some friends, listening to some, talk to some family member, and just enjoying the day, just taking it easy. It's not really my big celebration day. I think New Year's is gonna be a bigger celebration than it is now. But just taking it easy where I am in this moment.
Isn't it interesting how people celebrate? You got to celebrate on this day, celebrate on that day. All I'm saying is, everybody out there, celebrate every single day. Celebrate every day. And the, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is really about celebrating every day. At least it is for me. I really appreciate it. I love chatting with you anytime you call. And you know what, practice, everyone, I'm giving you a homework assignment. Okay, that's it. I've never given you a homework assignment before. Where did I put my glasses? Oh, they're on my head. I've never given you a homework assignment before, but here's your homework assignment. Awareness. How often are you aware of what you're saying? Practice speaking consciously for 1 week. And speaking consciously means that you're responding to what happens as opposed to reacting. Only if you're inspired. And just try it for a week. And then you can share, if you want to share, what you learned about you. What did you learn about you? And this having an agenda with people and wanting people to be different and wanting people to change. I just fight against the program, and the fight, even the fighting against the program, throws me off. I can't resist even the program people. The resisting of anything, I can instantly feel it, and it never works. So the practice is acceptance, and then just ask, how can I be more accepting? And with patience, and with trust, I promise you, energy shifts. Thank you so much, Jay. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for contributing to today's show.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I don't have anyone coming up on wisdom. Let's see. No, I don't. All right. Okay. All right for you. You know, I'm really a nice person. I'm not that scary. Am I? Oh, only 90 seconds left. Well, that's all of today's show. I want to thank you for listening. Reality and Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Everything's going to be shifted in the new year. New website, RebeccaNorrington.com. New YouTube channel. I'm going to start videos. Boy, oh boy. Just watch. Or not. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I wrote a chapter in the book I read, which was a Amazon bestseller in March of this year. And when I say the book I read, I just wrote a chapter, and so it was about one of the books that really has been a big influence over my life, which is David Hawkins, and not David Hawkins, the scientist. David Hawkins, the author of Power versus Force and The Eye of the Eye. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Accept yourself in every moment. Be your best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find. Your experience in every moment on this planet until you breathe your last breath reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you so much. Thank you, Wisdom.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get real.